once again, I wasn't going to do this, but the recording. But what else am I going to do? I just had this observation the last few days. I felt this before, but it's a strange thing to wake up feeling bored. Like, how can I be bored already when nothing's even happened? But I guess if I lie in bed for a while after waking up, and even if I'm half asleep during that time, maybe that makes me bored, or maybe I'm not really bored, it's anxiety, nerves. Maybe I should take the panic pill even though I'm not feeling that kind of anxiety. My blood pressure, as far as I can tell, has been fine. It's probably too high, but I mean, it's not been ridiculous. Since I've been doing so much writing all day, I mean, I think that's why. And I'm trying to eat a little better, at least. I'm eating the same shit, but I'm trying to get more fiber. Big chunks of bread. Make my turds really solid. I don't think I'm ever going to get organized enough to have any real success as a writer. And I don't matter as a pianist. But I feel most in control of things when I'm writing, at least to the extent that if there was infinite time, I could write all the things that I want to write or write about. Got an interesting email from somebody yesterday. He was asking about those old music magazines. Seemed like an interesting guy. And at the end of it, he asked if, I think he was asking if I had the December 1924 issue. Or that's the one he said he was looking for. And I told him that I threw all those out. And that I didn't scan the music for most of them. Although I probably do have that one in my box, but I'm not going to look for it. He didn't seem like passionate about his hunt, but so I respond with that, and I give him some links to follow like eBay or archive.org or whatever. I told him I got rid of all my copies because Archive started scanning them. And just because I didn't like having them around anymore. But anyway, he seemed genuinely impressed by my response. And I guess I would be too. Because people don't care, you know? But he ended his reply saying that I was I'm an impressive person. He said, "You are an impressive individual." And he said he was impressed by all the things I had done, and that he had seen the Payphone Project before. I guess he found the Etude site without realizing at first it was... there was a connection. So he says all this, and I'm just like, yeah, right. It's nice to know there are still people out there, though, who... just random people, and this guy was from Texas, who know who I am.